So what are your hopes for the next decade in regard to climate change in Torbay?
I think my biggest hope is that everyone gets behind it, or at least the vast majority of people get behind the various initiatives that we need to work on. I think we have the technology, there's lots of great ideas. Finally, many of the governments are getting into it, but it's way too political. This is science. Science isn't interested in whether you're left or right or Tory or Labour. It just is what it is. So getting behind the facts, getting behind the data, and then being willing to change our lives and support people who are struggling, who don't have the money to do it, to make the change.
I just hope that we can really get motivation and energy going to reach those targets. And I think I'm hoping that we're not just preaching to the converted at the conference today. I'd like to see much more stuff going out to the community, community engagement, etc.
My hopes are that young people listen to and that there is change, not just through what we're hoping to see with like the issues that are coming up at COP26, but actually there's innovative, sort of locally sourced support to make a change.
What I'm worried about is some of the problems that we have in Torbay with some of our families and young people and what they're experiencing. And I just think we need to take that into account when we look at asking people to change some of their choices and to be more conscious, and also not to live in a way that makes you feel very guilt-ridden and so on, so that you're kind of living with nature, but also protecting everybody's well-being, but everybody doing their bit for the planet. And I think we haven't got time to spend a long time on this. We need to act as soon as we can, and we need to think about our young people within that and what obviously we're leaving for our young people.
My hope is that individuals and communities I know who are really passionate about making changes are really determined and making loads of differences.
My hopes would be that we can develop a community that's much more based on walking, biking, less cars, and to help the environment.
My hope is that we do act, I suppose, that we do act in time, even though a lot of people need to be prepared to make radical changes to their way of living.
Obviously hoping that everyone works together, it's not just a few people that do the action, make sure that we all kind of work to lower emissions. Obviously if we don't do anything, it could be catastrophic, affect everyone, especially kind of poorer places, maybe they don't have the money. So just kind of getting business involved as well to all help out.
I think one of the things that we've got to recognise is that our biggest asset is the sea, and the sea is a fantastic sink for carbon if it's correctly treated, and we should be looking after it a lot more than we do.
My hope is that through kind of sessions like this and through kind of collaborative working, that people and different organisations, individuals, you know, the council can work together to find solutions, because I don't think that change is possible unless we all work together and we take a kind of systems change approach, and also a realistic approach as well, like really understanding what's happening in our place here in Torbay, what happens in our communities, and what is a realistic change to make that's most has the most impact. So yeah, I suppose that's my aspiration.
My hopes are that we can get to grips with keeping temperatures down and not having an increase, as scientists are predicting today, of 3 degrees, which would burn us into oblivion. And I want to see action, and I want to see people that are naysayers put to the background.
Well, I'm really keen that we get a firm grip and start changing things more positively in Torbay. I think that people just don't realise that actually the biggest carbon sink that we've got to change Torbay for the better is actually our oceans. Yeah. A lot of people think that the forests around the world are really important, and they are. But actually the biggest carbon sink is our oceans. And so quite often, the Torbay seas is our best asset, and it's our best friend for actually tackling climate change as well. So we've got to really put our thinking caps on of how we can actually be using that positively, but also making sure that we are developing Torbay more sustainably for residents, so that it becomes more of a better place for young people to live, so that it's actually a place where people, younger folk, want to actually stay and bring up their own families rather than feeling they've got to move elsewhere. So that's about making Torbay more vibrant. And by making Torbay more of a place where you can have active travel and walking and cycling, and a safer place to feel that you're able to walk and cycle, is really important to me.